couple of years ago, Cheryl and I was over in Ireland, and they was going to trying to find a source right here where the big ones were in this man, and they couldn't find them there. And so the lady finally said, well, I'll try one in the back of your hand. But she said, I'm never good at getting one in the back of your hand. And Cheryl says, honey, why don't you pray? So I said, sure. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, let that woman, when she puts that in the back of his hand, instantly hit a main artery and let the blood flow perfect right now in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, thank you, it's done. I said, ma'am, stick that needle in and guarantee you'll get it first time. You hear any faith in that? That's a little different than I was 30 years ago when I didn't even have enough knowledge to pray, period. The woman looked at me strange, reached up there, stuck it in his hand, blood just shot out just like that. She says, wow. That was awesome, wasn't it, honey? Cheryl sat right there beside me. She saw that. You know, what happens when we pray? I mean, when you pray in faith, sure it does. I mean, when you pray in faith, when you learn who you are, how many spiritual blessings belong to you when you become a child of God? Now then, if you walk holy and walk in love, how many of God's promises are yes and amen? Do you know where that's found? Uh-oh, I didn't hear very many yeses. Jordan, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I want you to see what 2 Corinthians 1:20 says. For a few of the promises of God. What does that say, young lady? Oh, so you're going to get a hold of that, aren't you? For all the promises of God. Woo, wow. For all the promises of God in Him. Now, if you've got to be in Him, right? You've got to be in Jesus. Now, if you're in Him, then this is a whole different ballgame. If you're not in Him, then this stuff don't work for you. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. We are the ones that praise the prayer of faith. By us, these things happen. But He's the one that does it. He glorifies His Son through this, but He has to use you to get it done. Without you on this earth, He can't do nothing. He has limited Himself on the earth through prayers of men and women of faith. I mean, if I ever thought God made a mistake, it's when He limited Himself through me. I thought, oh, God, you're in big trouble. We're on the same plane, aren't we, Tom? But now we know that He knew what He was doing, right? I mean, if we can learn how to pray in faith, what can the King do? Anything. That's exactly right. When you learn to pray in faith, I mean, you can pray in faith like that and see that lady over there in Ireland. It's amazing how God could be over there with us. You know, I think about how God can be over there with Cheryl and I that day. I mean, and I prayed that prayer of faith, and He put that needle exactly in the right place, and that blood flowed out. I think about going down to Gatesville to pray for that man the other day. Blood pressure is 138 on the low side. Now, that's a little high. You know, that's a little high for the high number. But, you know, if you're just sitting there doing nothing. But for the low side, that's really high. This woman checked his blood pressure, and the low one, she said, Charlie, your blood pressure is extremely high. The low number is 138. And said, we may have put you on some blood pressure medicine. I said, ma'am, what should it be? She said, about 70. I said, okay. I said, have you ever seen God do a miracle? First of all, I said, are you a Christian? Yeah. I said, do you go to church? Well, yes. I said, have you ever seen God do a miracle? She kind of laughed and said, no. I said, how would you like to see Him do one? She said, what are you talking about? I said, Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Does it say that? Mark 11:23, what does it say? Mark 11:23. Jesus is talking, for verily I say unto you, is that you?
Yeah.
Put my name there. So I say unto Thurman, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now there's the kicker. Shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? See, that God made that promise. That's one of those spiritual blessings that belongs to you. Coming down at 250 knots, and I'm going that way at 200 knots. So our closure speed's pretty quick, even in little airplanes. You know, he's at 250. That's what he's got to be because he's fixing to be there at 10,000. When he gets to 10, he's got to be down to 250. So he's slowing down to that. And all of a sudden, I look over to my mouth, do a couple things, and the guy said, he called me back on my number, said, that's okay, he's about 2 miles past you now. I mean, this guy, he's come from here to here and me, and he's already passed. Now, I mean, that's why you got to be paying attention up there. You know, these guys are flying, and like Keith was telling me one day, with the separation they've got now, they're only separated, what, did you say 500 or 1,000 feet? 1,000 feet now. But he said, you know, and he said, with the new technology they have, the airplanes used to be, you know, one of them over here a mile, one of them over here a mile, but anymore, you look up and the guy's right straight over you and you're right straight under him. The courses are that good now, isn't it, Keith? Yeah. That's what, he's an airline pilot and he flies for Delta. So he sees these. So, you know, if they tell you there's a guy coming and you look up, he's dead over you. And so if he happens to be 500 foot low and you're 500 foot high, y'all got a problem. You know? And if you're flying at that speed, if you were to kick the autopilot off, you know how long it takes to get 500 feet off course? About that long. You just don't realize, you know, that how quick it is flying those airplanes. Well, you know, some of us fly our lives just like that. We fly our lives like some people fly airplanes. You know, we don't read the rule book. So we don't know what God says in here, so we're just out there just flying. You know, we're just going through life. And you're going to run into something on a collision course. And it's going to take you down. It's going to bring sickness and disease to you. It's going to kill you. You have to realize that God has a set of rules. And you've got to go by His rules. Now then, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's look at some of these great and awesome things that He's told us here that we can do in 2 Peter chapter 1. We kind of covered just a few of these. In 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Who is this written to? To them that have obtained what? Like precious faith. What kind of faith did Peter have? Did he have great faith? Could Peter just walk through and his shadow fall over you and people get healed? Yes. How would you like to have that kind of faith? Amen. That's the kind I'm looking for. I want to get there. I know it's available. God's no respecter of persons. But He's writing this letter to those of us that have obtained that kind of faith. Now, I think He's writing it to everybody that's obtained the faith of Jesus Christ. But I think He would like for all of us to get to the same level where He was. I think He would like that. I know God would like that. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be what? He didn't say be added to, did it? He said it'd be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. How in the world are you going to get knowledge of God? The Word. If you don't read the Word, in other words, when you read the Word, God doesn't give you an addition plan. He gives you a multiplication plan. You know, when I think about how multiplication over addition adds up, I think about one time when I was a kid, a man come in, he was just kidding me, but he come in and he said, Thurman, I got a horse I need to be shoed. He said, what would you charge me to shoe this horse? I said, $20. I'll shoe him for $20. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I give you a penny for the first nail and I'll double it every time. Or I'll give you $20, whichever one you want. I said, man, a penny for the first nail? 2 pennies for the second one? I said, forget, it's only 8 nails in that shoe. I said, forget that, I'll take my $20. Well, see, I didn't understand multiplication. See? But I went home later and I thought, you know, I wondered what that would have added up to. Anybody ever done that? You ever doubled something 32 times to see what it comes up to? You will be amazed. The last nail alone would be worth over $20 million. The last nail. One last nail. That meant the one before it was worth $10 million. Somebody said, I don't believe it. You go home this afternoon and try it. Yeah, for 32 times. All right, a penny. You double a penny 32 times. That's how many nails is in a horse. Eight per shoe. You double that 32 times. And you remember now, when you get to a certain point out there, you're going to convert that to dollars. So you got to divide by 100 to keep it, to bring it back to dollars. Because if you don't, man, it's going to get to be a humongous number. You see where I'm coming from? Now, did God give you an additional plan or a multiplication plan? I like multiplication better than addition. If we'd have put a penny for the first time and he'd have added a penny every time, I wouldn't have made very much money. But when you multiply it, it comes out fantastic. Well, that's what God does with us. As we begin to read His Word and study this Word, He puts a multiplication factor in there, and His Holy Spirit begins to open and illuminate the entire Word of God for you so you can learn things that you never learned before. I mean, it's awesome what He'll do when you start spending time with Him. Then let's see what He says next. According as His divine power has given unto us... There's that word again. He's given unto us what? All things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. Hey, I mean, think of what you got when you become a child of God. This became yours and mine when we became children of God. When we became children, according as His divine power. In other words, it doesn't have nothing to do with your divine power. It's His. And how much divine power does the King have? Hey, I mean, after all. I mean, for Him to make a world and make a few stars out there and to make the sun. I read an article here a while back. Some guys was determined. I read this article in a science magazine. You know the sun is going to burn out? I said, no, the sun ain't never going to burn out. You can forget that. There's no problem because my God, which is in control of the universe, He's keeping the fire burning out there, and it ain't never going to burn out. I said, but you know, they've also said the earth's going to be destroyed. I said, forget it. The Word of God says the earth shall remain forever. It shall never be totally destroyed. Yeah, He destroyed it with water one time. He's going to destroy the surface of it with fire at a later time and take all evil. But the earth is going to remain forever. It's going to be here forever. So you don't have to sweat it. When you know the Word, no problem. So according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus. Free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.